Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband still trying to reconcile with a woman he's very much in love with. 31 years ago this evening, you and I had our first date. It was marvelous. We were both a bit inept, maybe, but obviously we had a shared desire. And my desire remains. I made a commitment. And I love you. I have no idea who you are anymore. But I love you. Because I'm a follower of Christ. I thought you were too. But also, I still think you're so cute. I did do the video on being deleted from YouTube due to hate speech. Turned out longer at about 23 minutes or so. And what I find interesting is even though it was longer, in the first 12 hours, I got like 45 views on Brighteon and BitChute. There seems to be a growing interest. But one thing hit me real hard. This gentleman, right now I'm calling him a quasi-Muslim because, you know, I don't know where he stands. Because he quotes... I've asked him, he won't say, but he quotes the Bible, he quotes the Quran, and the Book of Enoch. So where he stands, he denies the Trinity, which would be consistent with Islam. But anyway, he's a confusing fellow. But he made a comment today. And I think he's foreign. But his comment in his broken English, I like you much better than me when it comes to being nice people. And I have a feeling you are a pretty good dad. You really do embrace the fruits of the Spirit, but your accuracy with scriptures is debatable. So he made a polite comment and had a little jab at the end. But see, one of the things that I'm finding hopeful is I've learned to be complete, open, honest, use evidence, but not take offense at things said to me and try not to be offensive, to be clear, to call people out saying, I'm sorry, you're wrong. And this is why. But not say, you're an idiot. There's a difference to call somebody... for example, seems to follow the Talmud more than the scripture, or points to the Quran and complains that I don't follow the scripture. Those kind of things, I think it's that there's a irrational, I'm sorry, what you're doing is irrational. It's wrong. But that's different than saying you're an idiot. And that's what I'm striving to do, and I hope I'm doing that better. But the joy is because he's also the one gentleman, the black racist, since I now have a white racist and a black racist that I deal with. The black racist chimed in, and this Michael Hudson made some slanderous comments to him. Whereas I said he was wrong. This is why from scripture and invited dialogue. And I think that's what he noticed. That's the difference. Why doesn't and I do this with Mormons, but the PCA is scared. Why? Oh, that's right. Because love is not legal in the PCA, is it? That's what it seems like. It's unfortunate. I miss my wife terribly. In the graciousness of the Lord, he's given me a whole lot of things to do. I really feel troubled that, I've had a little bit over a 12-hour day already, and I'm starting to feel tired, and I don't feel like I'm getting enough done. But I am working typically 12-hour days at least. And I need to. Because I miss my wife. And I want her back. Dorothy Jane, I'm seriously in love with you.